Welcome to this special session of the Crimson Circle. I'm Linda Benyo-Hoppe, here with Jeffrey Hoppe, ready to channel Adamus Saint Germain. This Crimson Circle session is called special as a result of the activities going on in Paris, the bombings and the tragedies going on there. We've gotten so many inquiries from people wondering if there was a way that the Crimson Circle, that Adamus, could bring some insights to this situation. So we have created this special session to try to offer more perspective on what it is that's been going on with these events in Paris. So, welcome, Adamus. We would love to hear from you. What is your perspective?
Indeed, I am that I am, Adamus of Sovereign Domain. The situation with the bombings in Paris you've asked me to talk about, I'd like to first acknowledge that in my last lifetime as Count Saint Germain, that I spent many, many of my years in France. It was one of the most delightful places on the planet, and to this day, even though I am now not living in human form on this earth, I'm what many would call an ascended master, I still have such a deep love for the people of France and a deep love for the land, but I also understand that this situation goes far, far beyond the borders of France and even Europe. It is a global situation. So I've come here today to address this and understand that there is no bias towards one group, one thing, or the other. I am there in Paris shortly after this tragedy to provide counsel, love, and support for all of those who were affected by this incident. I'm focusing my energies in Paris in particular, but also making them available to anyone around the world who is in fear, anyone who is wondering what's going on in the world right now, and not just for those who were the victims of the attack, not just those who are what you would call the non-terrorists, but for any right now. And I'm accompanied by many, many other angelic beings, those angelic beings who have walked the face of the earth before, who are now considered ascended masters, those angelic beings who serve humans from the other realms, helping humans through their journey here on this planet. So I want to make it very clear that while I have tremendous love for France, for everything about France, I'm also here in service to the entire planet and to humanity, as so many others are at this time.
Thank you. In our Pronos 2015 session in January of 2015, you said something will happen at the last part of 2015 that will force world leaders to gather together to talk about the future of this planet and about real freedom and peace. Is that what you were referencing back in January?
There is not any being, whether they are human or otherwise, that can actually predict the exact events. We tend to look at trends. We tend to look at directions that the world is going into. And you're referring to our session that we did at the beginning of the year, our annual session, where we talk about the trends on the planet. And what I said back then was that 2015 would be a year of many different events, one after the other, maybe not any of them huge by themselves, but a year that was going to be very tiring for humans because just when you start feeling comfortable again, suddenly another event like this thing that happened in Paris, suddenly when that seems to subside, yet another event taking place. So it wasn't the knowing that there would be bombings in Paris, but it was a knowing that there is tremendous unrest on this planet right now. This basic unrest stems from the planet's overall trend and desire for freedom. humans all around the world are having awakenings. There is more and more of a desire for true freedom. However, at the same time, it's creating a backlash, an opposite effect, because there are also those who are trying to go back in time, trying to go back to old values, trying to go back to old traditions. They fear freedom for themselves and for others. They fear this awakening of humanity. So what they're trying to do is pull back and literally restrict the freedom. But there is another important element that comes into play here, because in times like this, when there is a transition into what many would call the new energy or new consciousness, there is also a lot of power play on this planet. There is tremendous seeking of power, and the ones that you call the terrorists have found that not only is this a cause for them, but it is a great way to attain power. But ultimately, the desire for freedom will trump or supersede all the desires for power. Ultimately, whether it is in the next few years or few decades, this world will come to realize that power is truly an illusion. Power is an old human game, and it doesn't have a place on the planet anymore.
Is this a religious war?
It comes under the veil or the facade of a religious war. Of course, there are religious factions at play here, but ultimately it's actually more about power than anything. But what a great way to get power than with this religious front, this religious facade. So ultimately, no, it's really not, but it's a great way to rabble sabers. It's a great way to incite people, and it's a great way to recruit the ones for your cause. But no, actually, ultimately, it really isn't. Now, that being said, it has a lot of origins in religions, in Christianity, in the Muslim faith, and other elements of religion. It goes back, what you're seeing now on this planet with events like what happened in Paris, it's not just a decade-old situation or a century-old. It goes back thousands and thousands and thousands of years. It goes back to, for instance, the Paris bombings occurred on Friday the 13th. It's really quite synchronistic that it did, because there was the original Friday the 13th event that happened back over 700 years ago, back with the Knights Templar. The Knights Templar was a Christian group that helped pilgrims who were on their way to Jerusalem, protecting them from the robbers and the thieves. But also the Knights Templars, ultimately, with the authority of the Pope, gained tremendous power and tremendous wealth. Well, there was a certain king in France who didn't like what was going on with the Knights Templar, didn't like the fact that they were relatively sovereign. So he set up a situation where the knights were called in at various parts of Europe on Friday the 13th under the auspices of a meeting and a feast, and were actually executed. You could see that it has a lot of strings and connections into old religious events, because Friday the 13th ever since has been considered a superstitious day. Most people don't even understand the origins of Friday the 13th, but it's in the consciousness, and it's also in the superstitions of the planet. So yes, it's a very, very old situation, once again under the facade of religion that's coming forth on this planet once again.
Many people want to know, is this the time to pray for world peace?
It's a very interesting question, and it's a time to be conscious of what is going on the planet. It's a time to be aware of your balance. It's a time to be aware of why things are happening, not just based on the headlines in the news or what the commentators will tell you, but the underlying causes of what's happening. And again, I bring these underlying causes to the very simple element of freedom, the desire of humans to be free. But how many humans really understand what that means, and how many are truly ready for freedom? And this whole element of power that's taking place. In a way of saying that is this a time to pray for world peace? Quite frankly, from my perspective in the other realms, there are humans who pray and really aren't aware of what they're praying for or whom they're praying to. Are they praying to God? Does God really regulate and monitor the activities of the planet? Are they really praying for their own agenda? Are they praying out of compassion towards the victims? Are they praying for their own safety? So it brings up a very, very big question about what is prayer. That's why I encourage all of you who are listening to this to really come to the understanding of your own selfness, your own consciousness, your own understandings of it. Come to the place of understanding that the greatest service you can do for this planet right now is to serve yourself. Now, it might sound very strange in the advent of these recent activities, but if you are allowing your own enlightenment, you are integrating your dark and light, your masculine, feminine, you're integrating all of the parts of yourself, and you are allowing the enlightenment of yourself while you stay in the physical body, this has a profound effect on the consciousness of the planet. It has a profound effect on the future potentials of this planet, because what this planet truly needs right now are living, embodied, enlightened masters. Ones like you who have allowed the divinity to come into this very physical and sometimes very dense and harsh 3D environments. What this planet right now needs is not more gurus and not more preachers and not more spiritual teachers, but ones who are truly, truly enlightened. They set the example for all of the others. So while it's good to have compassion and understanding for those who were involved in these Paris bombings, good to have compassion for all of the planet right now, what's truly needed is to take this opportunity to allow your own enlightenment.
Thank you. That's really sweet advice. Another question that came up was, why does it take something happening in the Western world when things like this go on in the Middle East and other countries all the time and they never get hardly any attention? They barely make the headlines. Why is it that this has captured people?
You take a place like Paris, known as the City of Lights, a place of romance, a place of fine wine and fine food. It's a place where people are aware of from all around the world, no matter where they live, what type of culture, they're aware of the glamour of Paris. So in a sense, an incident like this, which was not incidental by any means, but an incident like this brings awareness. It brings consciousness. It causes shockwaves to go out all around the world, and it causes people to become more conscious instead of just following in their everyday life path and being actually quite unconscious to the world around them. For a moment, they become much more conscious, and they ask themselves, what do I want from life? They look at the potentials of humanity, and they say, what do we want? What changes? They go very deep within themselves. So in a case like this, where the terrorists are really trying to bring fear and where they're trying to take the joy out of life, they're trying to get people to retreat back into smallness, what actually happens, what they don't understand, is that it actually causes conscious people to be more conscious, good people to be better people. It causes people to stop for a moment and look at their families and say, this is the thing that's important to me, to take a look at the environment and to say, this is our planet, to take a look at humanity and say, these are dear souls all around the world who deserve freedom, who deserve compassion, who deserve abundance. So it is actually almost counterproductive to the terrorist desire to try to bring fear, to try to make things small again. It actually causes the conscious to become more conscious. I'm not saying that this is the way to do it, not whatsoever, but I'm saying that really truly counter to what the terrorists thought was going to happen, thought they would get, they would keep people off the streets and from celebrating life and from having the freedom to hold whatever religious or spiritual values they want. Actually, it causes more of a focus on that. It causes more of a desire for this ultimate freedom. What's happening on the planet right now is this whole shift to freedom. And again, as I said, most people don't really understand freedom, but they have a heartfelt desire for more freedom. What's happening in this huge planetary shift right now is that the institutions and the organizations and the belief systems that have suppressed freedom, that have held humans in their small human world, this is changing. It has to change. I'm not saying that there's any villains in here or anything sinister. It's just the way humanity has grown over the ages. But there are banking systems that are antiquated right now, banking systems that really are holding power and keeping true energy from being distributed in a free-flowing way across the planet. I'm not talking here about giving out money. What I'm talking about making the channels of the energy flow of finances around the world much more open so that it becomes a potential for everyone, not just a few. The banking system on the planet right now is very, very old. When you take a look at what's happened to technology just in the past 30 or 40 years, banking system is 500, 600, 700 years old. Actually, the current banking system literally goes back to the times of the Knights Templar in the 12 and 1300s, and to a degree even back further than that. That needs to change. The politics, political systems, even what you'd call the most developed countries on the planet, it's time for a change in those. They're really not free systems. People talk about democracy and think because they have the right to vote that they are free, that it's a democratic process. But it's a very, very controlled process by a small number of people who basically are making the decisions of the two or three that you can ultimately vote for. All of these things are changing. All of these things need to change. And again, I'm not saying that there's any conspiracy here. It's just the way human consciousness has evolved over the decades, the centuries of time. The way businesses are organized and run right now, businesses do an incredible job. I actually would almost rather have a business running a country than the politicians running a country. But businesses are still focused on bottom lines. Now, there's a change in businesses. Many more of them are becoming much more conscious of the environment, conscious of their customers, conscious of the good that they do with their product. But there's still far too many who are only focused on the bottom line and on shareholder return. And in the years to come, in the short years to come, you're going to find a shift away from this. You're going to find that it just doesn't work anymore. The companies who are only focused on bottom lines are going to run into problems that they never could have imagined before. It will cause them to either go away or to come into consciousness. The businesses that survive in the future will have a heart line with an understanding of not only the economics of their business, but how it serves the planet, how it maintains and preserves nature, how it has to do with ultimately providing freedom for people without using abuses of power.
One thing that people find hard to imagine is, how is it that these extremely violent, cruel behaviors, which haven't been seen like this for hundreds and hundreds of years, how does that occur, that someone can even go back that far in behavior?
We're talking basically about how can any being be so violent and have such disregard for human life and ultimately for human freedom. But the fact is that they believe in their cause. They don't understand that their cause is power-driven and actually fear-driven. They hide under this veil of religion. They say that Allah, God, is wanting them to do this. And conscious beings know this is not true. The God has no preference. God has no preference in religion. God doesn't care if you're an atheist or you're a devout churchgoer. Doesn't care whatsoever. But there are those who have been in power and continue to use power to control other people. Power is their food, and again, they hide under the masks of religion or business or politics or anything else, and they will do anything for that. They justify it by saying this is God's will, when indeed it isn't. So they are in such a limited, narrow consciousness that to them they justify the violence. But this will not hold out on the planet much longer. There are those who will no longer tolerate it, and they're not going to take arms against these terrorists. What they're going to do is take consciousness within themselves. Consciousness is very different than thought or belief. Very, very different. Consciousness is the light that ultimately creates everything. Consciousness is the light that draws in energy and manifests. It makes reality. Consciousness is the light that is being brought in now by humans, not a large group, but by enough humans around the planet. It will simply not tolerate this type of violence. It doesn't have to be aggressive. It doesn't have to battle the terrorists, because the light of consciousness shines so strongly upon everyone, without agenda, without trying to change them, but it's simply a potential, a light. And what happens in a case like this, let's say you have terrorist groups with no regard for life, who are really out seeking just power, but when consciousness comes in their midst, it will actually cause them to do things like fight amongst themselves, destroy themselves from within. Consciousness is that light that is going to change the planet. And please understand, consciousness is not a religion. It's not New Age. It's not spirituality. It is the I Am presence. It is the total awareness that doesn't need energy, that doesn't need religions, that doesn't need money or anything. It is just awareness. And it's being allowed into this planet by more and more and more individuals every day. That is what's going to change the planet.
Wow, I have to say, I think everything here that was on my list of questions appears to have been covered here. Is there more that you would like to add to this?
I would just like to say that there is a lot of grief and sadness with an event like this.
Absolutely.
For those of us who are in the other realms, what you call the angelic realms, who have walked in the human journey, we've been in the physical body before, it does bring a large degree of sadness, because we know this doesn't need to be done. We know there were innocent lives lost. And I don't subscribe to the theory that everyone who was involved in this somehow chose this in their path. I simply don't. Because while it may have been an element or a potential in their path, there are other potentials as well that they didn't need to be subject to this cruelty. So there is sadness on the other realms, but it causes us to be attracted to the humans on this planet who are working for freedom, who realize that power is truly an illusion, and when there is power, there is abuse. And we are working more closely now with all of those who are allowing consciousness into their life, their I Am-ness into their life. These events are going to continue, whether it's for the next 5 years or 10 years, because there is such underlying turmoil on the planet right now. There is such an imbalance in religions and in businesses and governments. There is so much control and deception. Things like the internet now make it possible for all of these things to come out, for what has been hidden to come forth. So people are less and less and less tolerant of the abuses of power, of the imbalances of politics, of the wars that are taking place upon the planet. So because of that, we're not just going to have some overnight miracle that stops the violence, but as the violence increases, it's going to bring more awareness, more consciousness about what humans really want. It's going to bring more attention to power and the abuses of power on the planet, and it's going to bring into the face of humans across this planet the question, are you ready for freedom? And while the question, the answer to that question may seem obvious, when it comes in front of you, are you ready for freedom? Are you ready for the responsibility? No longer blaming others, no longer even blaming your past, no longer fearing the future, but knowing that what comes to you in your future is absolutely appropriate because you're the one creating it. So when that question comes to you, are you ready for freedom? It's not necessarily an obvious answer because it requires tremendous responsibility, requires acknowledgement that you are a creator. You are the creator of your life. So it will bring up this question all over the world tonight, tomorrow night, the next night. It will make conscious people more conscious, and it will make people who continue to be victims or play the role of victims fall into more of a victim consciousness. For the next 5, 10, maybe longer years on this planet, there will be more of a chasm or a divide between those who are allowing their sovereignty, their freedom, and those who are still playing the old game of power under the guise of religions, businesses, politics, victims, or whatever else. So I would ask each and every one of you to take a look at yourself in a loving, compassionate way. Take a look at your own life and what you are choosing for yourself, not what you're choosing for the rest of the planet or your family or your community, but what you're looking for in your own life. Use an opportunity like this when the energies are high, when the news media is having so many stories, even dramatic stories about an event like this. Use this opportunity where there is fear. Yes, there is fear. So many of you wondering if you should ever get on an airplane again, whether it's safe to go to a movie theater or to a nightclub. Use this opportunity to take a look within yourself at what you are choosing and what you want for your life, because that light that you discover within yourself is the very thing that will eventually change the planet. So with that, I'm honored to be here to answer a few questions. Perhaps I didn't give logic to what is happening. I didn't give some sort of rationale or anything like that to the situation. But understand right now, you live in very amazing but yet very challenging times on this planet Earth. And also please know that in all of this, you are not alone. There are other beings, kindred spirits all around the planet who have feelings, who have insights like you do. And understand there are legions of angelic beings, many of us who have been in human form before, who are adding our compassion and our love to this planet, even during these dark hours. With that, I am Adamus of Sovereign Domain.
Thank you, Adamus. We appreciate your perspective and support. Thank you so much. Thank you to Jeffrey for channeling Adamus. Please go to the Crimson Circle, www.crimsoncircle.com, if you're interested in more information. Thank you for being with us at this time.